We consider 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, the exhortation there to be ready to give a defense. And many times people will ask us questions, you know, why do you worship in this way? Why do you serve God in this way? And why do you do this and why do you do that? A question that no doubt many times kids often ask their parents, why do we do this, Mom and Dad? And so it's a question that we must consider when we consider how we worship and when we think about the things that we do for God and the things that we do towards God. And one of those being how we pray. You consider in Jesus' model prayer as he gave it to the disciples and those that were asking him the questions. If you would, if you have a Bible, look at Luke chapter 11. We see here in the first four verses the question first that his disciples asked Jesus. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So the disciples were looking to Jesus for an answer as how to pray. They said, well, look, John the Baptist taught his disciples how to pray. Will you teach us also how to pray? I want you to consider just the first few lines here of this prayer as we consider it to be the model prayer that Jesus gave. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. One of the more things that we often maybe don't think about when we pray is to whom are we praying? And Jesus lines it out very clearly here that we pray to the Father. We pray to God the Father in heaven. And this same prayer is recorded in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verses 9 and following, where Jesus there said the same thing, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The prayer given here is an example for his disciples to follow for when they pray. Also sets forth an example for us today to whom we pray, and that being the Father in heaven. I want you also to consider another example when Jesus prayed, giving us an authorized example of to whom we pray. We'd also consider in Matthew chapter 26, when Jesus here towards the end of his life, in the end of his ministry, as he's there in the Garden of Gethsemane, about to be taken away and to be crucified, he's there with his disciples, and he again goes to God in prayer. I want you to see what he says in verse 39 of Matthew chapter 26. It says, He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So again, Jesus here in the garden, when he addresses his prayers to the Father, that's whom he addresses it to. He addresses it to God the Father. And we see also a point of reference that we might also consider why we pray to the Father. Jesus says, Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And just briefly, when we consider the role of the different persons of the Godhead, it has always been the Father who has been the originator, the one who is, things must be done according to His will. He is the one that created this earth. It was His will that it be created. And we see that that will is carried out then by the second person of the Godhead, Jesus. And so even in this prayer, Jesus acknowledges His role, that it's the Father's will, and He prays things be done according to the Father's will. Then the Holy Spirit being the one, that power by which the will is carried out. And so even in the roles of the Godhead, we see the importance and the necessity of praying to the Father. Jesus here acknowledging that it must be to the Father because things must be done according to His will. So then if we would also consider the words that Jesus prayed at the end of His life, right there on the cross, praying that if it was possible, O Father, that you forgive these, for they know not what they do, these people that had crucified Him. And so again, praying to the Father. So when we consider our worship, and in particular our prayer, we must remember that our prayer must be addressed to the Father in heaven.